dictation for Janis, J-A-N-I-S, Donahue, D as in David, O-N-O-H-U-E, September 2055, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Dear Dr. Stevelton, post-hospital follow-up for Janis, acute on chronic renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, CKD advanced hypertension, was released February 16. She caught a virus infection. Husband and son, too, but they already improved. The last 2 weeks, she's fighting cough, some shortness of breath, no purulent material hemoptysis, some sinus drainage makes her gag, no fever, no pleuritic discomfort, chest pain, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minor burning on urination, but good volume, no cloudiness or blood, minor hoarseness of the voice, minor edema, no claudication symptoms or ulcers, no syncope or orthopnea PND. There was also iron deficiency without documented external bleeding. We gave some intravenous iron. No blood transfusion was needed. She has a visiting nurse 2 days a week. Blood pressure there has been running 160s over 60s. We did this appointment on the phone as the winter storm did not allow us to see her in person. Weight at home fluctuates in the 231 to 233. Medication list review. Presently off the diuretics, no Lasix and no metolazone. She takes propranolol for palpitations, a low dose, cholesterol treatment, antiarrhythmics with flecainide, F-L-E-C-A-I-N-I-D-E, also nitrates, diabetes, short, long-acting insulin. Next paragraph. She sounds alert, or intestine 3. Minor hoarseness of the voice, but no expressive aphasia dysarthria. She's able to talk in full sentences. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, February 20. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, creatinine 3.1 for a GFR of 16. Anemia 8.5, a normal white blood cell, low platelets. Next paragraph. A CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, showing edema and anasarca, bilateral pleural effusion. There was no obstruction of the kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. Her present symptoms are related to the recent viral process, family members affected. This is not uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, or gross pulmonary edema. She has not required any oxygen supplementation. She needs to be tested for coronavirus. We need to update chemistries, educated about the meaning of advanced renal failure, potential dialysis, educated about anemia. We will complete iron replacement and EPO treatment as needed. We will decide for dialysis AV fistula based on results. We have discussed at length in the hospital about the modalities, peritoneal dialysis, in-center dialysis and others. She's inclining into home peritoneal dialysis. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. Follow up on the next month or early as needed, end of dictation.